You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Many Idaho seniors are finding themselves in a crisis. As taxes rise, their fixed incomes just cannot keep up. Some people, in particular those who are retired, are figuring out that as property taxes keep climbing, especially in Ada County, homes that are otherwise completely paid off can suddenly just be too expensive to keep. Idaho Statesman reporter Haley Harding did an in-depth investigative dive into this issue. Her article has gained a lot of steam as hundreds and hundreds of people have been continuing to comment on this issue. Haley is joining us live in studio today to talk more about what she found out. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, first question, Haley, why did you decide to look into this particular issue?
So, something that we've heard from, actually, we heard from Becky Boyd, who is the main focus of that story, but a few other seniors as well, is that this is an issue across the Treasure Valley. Primarily, I looked more into Ada County, but a lot of people are having this problem where they have paid off their homes or they are living comfortably in their homes, but property taxes keep going up and up beyond what they expected when they bought their houses or when they retired several years ago. So they planned for X amount, and X amount is long gone at this point.
So here they make all of the so-called right choices. They buy a home, they pay it off, then you have a fixed income as a senior, but you know you have to pay property taxes. So, okay, I can pay for X. This is happening, though, because we have skyrocketing home values. But one thing that you put in the article, which I thought was fascinating, is that higher assessments themselves do not lead necessarily to higher taxes.
Right. And that's what it basically boils down to, is that if you have a higher assessment, there is a chance your property taxes will go up. But because there are systems in place, such as the homeowner's exemption that covers the first $100,000 of your property taxes, and there's also your taxes are determined by Ada County, by the city you live in. There's usually several other taxing districts at play here. But your value going up $1,000 does not inherently mean your taxes will go up $1,000. It's not a one-to-one. There's a lot at play here, and it's not just a matter of, well, my value went up, my taxes will go up.
Because government spending plays into this as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so talk about that and how that determines potentially how much more you'll pay.
So what I looked at specifically is in the city of Boise, what you'll see is that the average tax bill in the city is going to go up about 9%, a little less than that, like 8.9, I think. And what that means is that for the home taxed at the median value, so I should be saying median, not average, the home taxed at the median value will see a raise of just under 9%. But if your assessment rose less quickly than some other, so let's say that your neighbor's assessment rose 20% somehow and yours only rose 5, because your neighbor is taking on a greater share of this tax burden, their assessment will likely go up. And it's possible that if your tax bill or if your assessment isn't rising as fast as other people, that your taxes could even go down.
So it's just not a one-to-one. I mean, no, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Exactly. It's your taxes are, there's a ton of factors that come into play here, but your taxes might skyrocket and they might not go up at all. They could even go down. There's a lot at play here.
But also in your article, you talk about the fact that in 2019, property assessments marked, and I'm reading directly from your article, marked the biggest one-year increase at any time in at least the last 12 years. So that plays in a factor that it's just growing so quickly, it seems.
Yes. Yeah, and that is, there's a couple reasons for that. I talked to Ada County Assessor Bob McQuaid about this a lot over the past couple of months. And what we have found, or what he has found, is that there's a couple different factors for why these property values are skyrocketing. One is that in the Treasure Valley, we just have a lot more people. There are, compared to even just a couple years ago, there are so many more people here. And when there's more people, property values rise. But another factor here is that a lot of people are moving from much more expensive areas. They're selling these million-dollar homes, and they're moving to Boise, where $1 million can get you a lot more of a house. But as more and more and more people are doing this, that million-dollar house becomes worth less because more people want it. So you can move from, say, we always love to talk about California. You can move from California, sell your million-dollar home that's like 1,000 square feet, And
buy a mansion here.
Yeah, into the Treasure Valley. That's a huge house. But you have this money from, like, particularly people who, for whatever reason, are leaving the West Coast in particular, they come here, they have all this money to spend on a house, they can do whatever they want. And that's bringing home values up significantly, is because people see that they can get more money for their houses, so they're trying to sell them for more.
We're speaking with Haley Harding. She is Boise City Hall reporter for the Idaho Statesman. She's done an in-depth investigation and wrote an article regarding rising property taxes and the impact that it is having on people. This is happening across the Gem State. Haley focused mainly on the Treasure Valley, in particular in Boise. And what I also found interesting, though Haley, and let's talk about this, is that there are some programs out there to help people, especially like the individuals that you focused on in your article, but they're really limited.
Yes.
So first, talk about what the Circuit Breaker program is.
The Circuit Breaker program is designed specifically for people like Becky Boyd, who was the main subject of my article. She is retired. She is 69 years old. But the program is designed, so there's several qualifications. It's not you have to hit multiple. You just have to hit one. You can be a senior. You can be a widow or a widower. There's a lot of factors at play here, but what Circuit Breaker does is it allows you to bring down your total tax bill. It basically gives you a credit for your taxes. So if you're, it can be up to, I believe, something close to $1,300, which is great for people whose taxes stay around there. But as taxes are going up and up, that $1,300 or whatever the number is specifically doesn't hold the same weight it used to.
Well, because even when you spoke with Becky, I mean, she purchased her home for $72,000.
She actually purchased her home for $10,000.
$10,000.
Yeah, in 1972.
Okay, which, so it was 1972, yeah, $10,000. Okay.
Yeah, but she purchased her home for $10,000, and she was telling me, you know, at that point it needed a lot of work. The wind was blowing through the walls and everything. She was so young, she didn't know what escrow was. But as her house has gotten more and more valuable, that is worth less and less to her. And she was telling me she had applied for it twice. And one year she applied for it, got $600, which is about half of the total.
Or the Circuit Breaker program.
Yeah, through Circuit Breaker. She got about $600. And then the next year her taxes rose $1,000. So it felt like an uphill battle that she could just never win, because her taxes were rising well beyond what any of the programs available to her could assist her with.
Because what is her home assessed at today, or roughly?
It's, I want to say, something like $485,000. It is on the market. I'm not sure if it's sold yet, but for around $500,000.
And the problem with this, too, is that here, as we said earlier, these are people who did the right thing, who made the right financial choices.
Yeah.
Yet, because of the situation that we are in the Treasure Valley in Idaho, with people moving in, as we talked about, they now can't afford those property taxes. But it goes farther than that. Not only do they have to sell the home, people within, subjects within your article said they probably have to leave the area.
Yeah, just when you consider also that rental prices in the area are just so high. They're just so beyond what people would perhaps expect for the Treasure Valley or for Boise specifically. They're just high. For Becky, her problem was it was the taxes, and then on top of the maintenance cost for her home, and on top of like having someone to come do her lawn because she can't do that herself anymore, that all together just meant that she had to leave her home. And she was hoping to rent nearby, but she's in a situation where her kids can't afford to help her. She has three children. Some of them live in Oregon. And she's doing everything she can, but she doesn't know where she's going to end up right now, which is, she bought her house specifically so that when she was at the age she is at now, she'd be able to live there and she'd be taken care of and she'd be fine. And she's now finding herself in a place where she can't do that. She can't afford it anymore.
So where does our state legislature come into play with this? Because it sounds like something beyond programs like Circuit Breaker or even tax deferrals, potentially something more needs to be done, it seems like.
Yeah. So in Idaho, we have something called the homeowner's exemption, which, as it currently sits, gives you $100,000. You're taxed on $100,000 less of your total property value because we have this exemption. And everyone in the state of Idaho who owns a residential property can use it. And what has happened is, since 2017, this homeowner's exemption has been capped at $100,000. And at the time, the argument was, we will cap it so it will bring predictability to taxpayers, to voters. And what we have seen since then is that property values just in the past 2 or 3 years have absolutely shot up. And what has happened is that property values have skyrocketed while the homeowner's exemption has stayed flat at $100,000. So it's just that $100,000 is worth less and less every year.
So it's not helping as much.
No, exactly.
And so we have legislators who have tried to get some legislation mm-hmm. through, failed this last session, yeah. but would potentially see something like that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who I specifically talked to is Senator Marianne Jordan, who represents Boise. She tried to bring forth a bill that would tie it to the housing price index, so it would be directly linked to how much houses are worth in Idaho. She tried to bring that forward. She told me that at the point she brought it forward, she was told it was too late in the session. She's going to try to bring it forward again. And hopefully, she says she's going to bring it early this year. She anticipates that there will be a lot of people signing on because this is obviously a problem in Ada County where houses are worth so much, but it's becoming a problem across the entire state. So,
well, right. That's the thing. I mean, we should note, I mean, when even we look to our neighbors to the west in Canyon County mm-hmm. or you go to other parts of the state.
Yeah.
We're seeing this yeah. happening.
Canyon County is seeing not quite the same, like, they're not matching the same high numbers as Ada County, but they're matching the same, like, general trend of housing values or property values are rising significantly. More of that value is exposed mm-hmm. to taxation. It's outside the homeowner's exemption. And people in Canyon County and Ada County and all over the state are having this problem where...
And we should note that other states have found ways to mm-hmm. help people help homeowners more. You in your article spoke specifically about the District of Columbia.
Yeah, yeah. In D.C., what they have there is they have a program where it's a much, much higher number, which you have to keep in mind that in D.C., cost of living is significantly higher.
Correct.
But seniors are able to basically, if they make under a certain amount per year, they are able to effectively waive the majority of their taxes, which for seniors in D.C. is an incredible benefit because it means that they can live in their homes comfortably. They can live out those plans that they made when they were much younger. The people who did everything right can live in those homes and stay in them.
And we're seeing this in areas where people did buy mm-hmm. as young adults mm-hmm. in the 70s. But then all of a sudden you happen to live in a place where it becomes popular. People move to these locations. So, I mean, the state of Florida has similar things mm-hmm. that they've put in place because same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Bob McQuaid, the Ada County Assessor, as you said, you talked to him in depth. He wants to form some type of task force.
Yeah. When I was talking to him about it, he wasn't quite sure who all would be involved at this point. He wants the stakeholders to be involved in this. So taxpayers, other people who have skin in this game of this taxes being too high for seniors to stay in their home. He wants to form a task force to basically look at how we can make sure that people like Becky don't have to go through this again, where they are taxed out of their homes, where they have found themselves in a place where they cannot any longer live in their home. So when I was talking to Bob McQuaid, what I thought was very interesting is he hadn't heard from any taxpayers specifically of, hey, I'm getting priced out of my home because my assessment is now so high. But he, from anecdotal evidence, like Becky, like other people I've talked to, he knows it's happening and he wants to make sure it's happening to as few people as possible. He wants to help eliminate that problem because mm-hmm. it's more widespread than we even know, because there's no numbers on it specifically kept by the government that we can keep track of.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. Our guest today, Haley Harding, she is Boise City Hall reporter for the Idaho Statesman, about her recent article regarding rising property taxes and the impact that it is having on people, especially retirees. If you would like to read the entire article, it is still available on the Idaho Statesman's website. Haley, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.